Welcome to the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Zweig, multi-seven-figure serial entrepreneur, best-selling author, and branding and business coach. And this is a show where we are redefining the word hustle, reclaiming our true feminine nature of magnetism, and putting down the self-judgments and shame around loving to work and making a lot of money at it. On this show, you're going to learn how to stop hustling and start spiritually hustling. By pressing play, you are now part of a new movement of women who don't hustle for money. We hustle for meaning. We don't hustle from lack. We hustle for love. We don't hustle from survival. We hustle for humanity's thriving. We hustle toward healing the ancestral programming of fear and step into a new understanding of safety in the body to receive. This shift isn't going to only heal your life. It's going to make you a whole lot richer too. This is the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. Well, hello, my beautiful spiritual hustlers, and welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host, Jess, and I'm so, so grateful to not only be here with you today, but to be having this particular conversation, because I believe that this is probably one of the most important conversations women in business need to be having. This is probably one of the biggest blocks that I see in my community. I've seen it in my, I don't even know now, two decades almost of being an entrepreneur, working with clients on their personal brands, on their personal platforms. But it's a pretty tricky, specific thing when it comes to women alchemizing this block into their greatest opportunity. And that is visibility. And why in today's world, but not just in today's business world, but in today's conscious world, we can't afford to stay hidden. We can't afford to stay small. We can't afford to stay behind a curtain and not be seen for our magic. Now, when it comes to being visible, I really want to make it clear from the top that this isn't about being louder. This is about being truer. And if you've been following my journey for a while, if you are new to the show, welcome. It's so good to have you here. I'm your host, Jess. If you are not new, welcome back. So grateful that you're listening or watching this. And, you know, it is really my deepest mission. I was with my friend, Tali Kogan, my best friend. We had gone on a girls' weekend and we were sharing about our childhood trauma, of course, as good friends do, and any chance they get, right? And I was telling her how I was just so horribly bullied when I was little by the boys, by the girls, and told her just horrific, horrific stories. And she kind of couldn't believe it. And I told her, I go, I feel like I have unconsciously and consciously created community of women as my business model, as an antidote to my own pain of never feeling like I belonged. And then she was telling me stories about how she was told she was never beautiful. She was made fun of for, you know, what she looked like, and that her sister was the pretty one and she was the smart one. And today, Tali is a stylist that helps women call forth their inner queen and feel beautiful from the inside out. And it's just so amazing how we take our mess, our trauma, our pain, and we activate into these conscious business leaders who have made all of that our medicine for the world. And had myself or Tali, I'm just going to use my friend for an example, but I could use so many women in my community, decided not to be visible with their message, with their beliefs, with their intentions, their purpose in the world, look at how many women they wouldn't get to serve. And I'm talking about myself here. That includes you. And that includes Tali's incredible book of business. And oh, by the way, both of us have been able to really rise in our success because we chose to be seen, not for being loud, but for being true. I really want to break this down because so many women are so afraid of the cost of being seen. And let me just say that it is far more expensive to stay where you are. And the truth is that cost is somewhat it's a projection. It's a fear that's probably not yours, but maybe your mom's or a group of friends you once had that don't want you to shine and rise and be powerful or different than the person you once were. It might be the old company you worked for and the boss that told you you shouldn't be so present on social media if you want to keep your job. I mean, who knows what programs have seeped their way into your consciousness, but it is the same block that I am up against time and time again in my community. I really want to take a minute to dissolve all of that, because visibility isn't about performance. It's about presence. And the more inner work that you do on yourself, understanding your design, your unique gifts, doing the healing work that it takes to show up in life every day, let alone online, all of that, the most important job you'll ever do, which is the inside job, is what activates a presence inside of you that no one can take away. No one can tear down. No one can really actually replicate, because you have come into the truth of who you really are. And that is what I call your visibility activation. It comes from the inside out, not from the outside in. I want to double click into what I call the brilliance trap, because you might be listening to this and be like, I know exactly who I am. I am confident in my gifts. I am masterful at my talent. I help my clients. I am changing the world one little interaction person at a time. That's amazing. You're doing it all, except allowing that to be seen at scale. Now, when I say at scale, I don't mean you need to go grow a massive influential platform of thousands and millions of followers on social media, but to really step out into the light anywhere that you can, in the smallest of ways. I have a client I'm working with right now. She just launched a business and she took a hard pivot from one opportunity into the next, basically abandoned a 30-year identity to start this brand new thing. And I told her the best way to launch this is to get some early clients is to identify 100 to 200 people in your network, blind copy them and send them an email saying that you're open for business. And we got there, but she was so terrified of being seen. And as soon as she was able to move through that internal hurdle, press send, the response that came through the ether blew her mind. And it wasn't just people saying, I'm interested in working with you, but wow, I'm so amazed and inspired by you. And this gave me courage for my pivot. She had other people writing her saying, would you want to come into my corporation and speak? She had other women who were saying, I'm not necessarily interested in jumping into this one program, but do you think you'll maybe be doing a retreat next year where you'll talk about all of this in community? She was getting inspiration, opportunities, affirmations, and business simply because she was willing to be seen. This brilliant woman taking her brilliant gifts out into the light was the difference between where she was and where she wanted to be. I want to click a layer deeper into what I call the visibility wound, because it is layered. Maybe you've heard me talk about this before. Maybe you're new here and you haven't. But I talk a lot about the matriarchy and the patriarchy and how for hundreds of thousands of years, this planet was led by women until the patriarchy was birthed, and women who were magical and medicinal and coded and psychic and intuitive and sexual were casted as witches for fear of their power. And I'm giving Cliff's Notes version here, but 400 or 500 years between the years 1300 to 1800, give or take, women were burned at the stake and tortured and murdered in the most horrific of ways for being loud, for being seen, for their gifts. And that programming runs deeply in our ancestral DNA until this very moment. And I have had quite a few of my clients actually come to me in the work that I do, which is all around being visible, being embodied, living your purpose, sharing your business and your brand in the world at scale, and building a seven-figure business along the way. And I have had women in my All right, my friends, if you are listening to this podcast, I know that you know that the Matrix is bullshit. And yet it has gotten its hooks into so many of us, looping us into stress and scarcity and survival. And I can say this because I speak from deep experience. But here's the truth. Your cells, your body, your systems, your life was built for brilliance, not burnout and fear. It is time, sister, to deprogram the deep programs that have been running your life for most of your life. And microflow microdose mushrooms is your key. Now, these are high vibe, organic, Reiki infused blends designed to support your nervous system, your menstrual cycle, your psyche, and your physical body in breaking free from it all. Microflow isn't just a magic mushroom microdosing company. Microflow is different. It is a soul technology. It's founded by Kristi Nault as the only cycle syncing microdose protocol made for women to balance divine masculine and divine feminine energy on the market. The Exude blend activates your radiance, heart opening, bold expression, and full aliveness. I love to take Exude during my follicular and ovulation phases of my cycle. And then there's Surrender, which softens your system into deep rest, healing, and fertile reconnection. And I love to take Surrender during my luteal and menstrual phases. Now, if you want to tap into even higher states of consciousness, pick up a bottle of Theta with Egyptian Blue Lotus, which Kristi says, and I've experienced this personally working with it, is a portal not into 5D realms, but 7D realms. When you use it in ceremony, channeling, ecstatic dance, or breath work, trust me, you are going to have an unforgettable life-changing activation. And when you purchase Theta, you're going to get Kristi's full 4-hour guided breathwork experience for free. Microflow isn't about escaping. It's about alchemizing your life, your business, your relationships, your health, your vitality into more freedom. I would not have the life that I have, the business that I have, the team that I have, the body that I have, the marriage that I have, and the joy that I have if it wasn't for using Microflow consistently every single week of my life for the last 3 years. So visit microflowhealing.com now and use code Jessica10 at checkout for $10 off your order. Visit microflowhealing.com today to pick up your blends, and do not miss Kristi's free 2.5-hour microdosing masterclass. Your sovereignty begins now. Community point blank say to me, I have seen my past lives where I was burned as a witch at the stake, and the idea of being seen literally terrifies me to death. It's time we come home to what's real, to what's really truly here in the present, in the now, that we are safe to be who we are. We have the ability to speak fully in our gifts and our magic and to go to bed at night safe and sound and wake up the next day and shine again. And I want to acknowledge that there are going to potentially be attacks in the ether, projections, rejections, unfollows, blocks, criticism, maybe negative energetic projections that come through the field. All of that's real. All of that's valid. But we have to really understand that we have sovereignty and that we can actually remove ourselves from that energy in so many different ways. We can block people. We can protect our home with energetic bubbles. We can sage ourselves at the end of the day. We can bless and release the trolls. We can take a big salt bath at the end of the night and watch all of that energy that's not ours go down the drain. We can surround ourselves with sisters, women who understand who we truly are, who lift us up and raise us up as we are rising, not just there for us when we're struggling. We can surround ourselves with a team of people who see who we really are and believe in our vision and will work their hearts out for it along with you so that you're not alone. We get to hire the coaches and the therapists and the guides and do the body work and the Akashic record readings and the astrology readings and the human design readings to know who we really are, to be guided, coached, supported, loved, reflected, encouraged to keep going. The visibility wound, aka the witch wound, doesn't really have its place here in this new paradigm if we choose, because your visibility isn't found in your content calendar. It's found in your energetic frequency. And therefore, your biggest job is to keep that energetic field of yours clean, protected, high vibrational, and true. And when you move from that place, there becomes a direct line between your radiance and your revenue, your intention and your impact. Your nervous system begins to expand into that safety to be seen. And the algorithmic strategy doesn't fucking matter. What matters is how embodied you are in your own light. And that's what makes you magnetic. And when we're magnetic, we don't have to chase visibility or stretch to be seen and heard and known, but felt, resonated with. But you cannot expect people to feel you if they don't see you. So this is your invitation, sister, today, to trust that your shine is your sharpest edge and to allow yourself to be witnessed in your wholeness. Because when we're witnessed in our wholeness, we collapse timelines. We jump timelines. And let me tell you why. Because in order to be seen in our wholeness, we have to know our own wholeness. And when we step into that trust and truth, we lock in to who we really are and we become unstoppable. We become unfuckwithable. And it's not a destination. I say this all the time. It's a practice. It's an ongoing, ever-evolving practice to remember that you're safe and deserving and worthy and brilliant, but be one of the women that actually practices it. Because so many people sit on the sidelines of their own life, waiting for someone else to tap them and put them in the game. But you're writing the whole fucking game. It's your game to play. And when we really remember how important our game is to the greater game, you get what I'm saying? I know you are because you're here. Staying invisible no longer becomes an option. And that desire, that fire, that hunger to make a difference in the world, to live a life filled with abundance. And if being seen and known and creating a whole bunch of notoriety and thought leadership is a goal for you, beautiful. And if it's not, that's beautiful as well. You're going to do it your way. But this is our time as women to come together in this collective light, as women who were once the leaders and the wise ones who are then cast as witches, who are now reclaiming their voices and their power and their visibility. This isn't just a moment around marketing. This is a moment I would consider a rite of passage. And if you really don't know what that looks like or feels like for you right now, that's okay. I'm going to call out the women who are listening. Maybe some of them can identify as women who are hiding in the shadows off stage behind the curtains. I'm talking to you. Clarity in who you really came here to be only comes when you show up. And that confidence that you are looking for only begins to grow when you are fully witnessed for who you truly are. It's like my client who sent out that email. She would have never known the capacity of her own wholeness? Has she not just simply clicked send? It's so powerful and it's so simple at the same time. And I hope that today we demystified a little bit of why we have so many blocks around our own visibility, what we can do to alchemize it, and what it really looks like on the other side. And speaking of the other side, your next upgrade, the next level of visibility and wealth and worth and sisterhood and empowerment, I know you came here for. I am so excited to officially invite you to the Brilliance Summit. Now, this is going to be the must-attend live virtual event of the summer. I might even say the year. Now, this is not just a virtual event. This is an activation. This is a day-long immersion on strategy, seven-figure worth, embodiment, branding, AI, sensuality, energetics, and sacred business modeling. We're going to have thousands and thousands of women tuning in from across the globe. This is a global audience. We have special guest speakers. I'm so excited to share them with you. And we're not just teaching formulas at this event. We're teaching frequency. This is the event where you can come and really truly understand how to synthesize spirituality into your business, how to create soulful strategy that makes you a magnetic, aligned, unstoppable female entrepreneur. And it's happening on August 13th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Central Time. This is not just about one woman's shine. This is about building a collective field of brilliance and brilliant women across the world. So if you're tired of shrinking, if you're ready to be seen, if you're ready to freaking lead, if your soul has been whispering louder than your fear, this event is for you. And so I'm going to leave the link to register. It's in the show notes. It's totally free to attend. And I'm just wanting to remind you that your light, the bright, sparkly, brilliant, luminous, rich, sunny, fucking golden, shimmering light that sits inside of your soul, it's never been too much. It's the missing piece. So stop fearing, stop performing, and start shining. And watch everything change. All right, my beautiful friends, I will see you on the next episode of the Spiritual Hustler podcast. And I cannot wait to see you all at the Brilliance Summit on August 13th. Bye, guys.